Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, there's so many components to business, isn't there? So many things to do. We have to find the prospect. We have to present to the prospect. We have to close the prospect. We bring in the contract or the agreement, and we are so excited. But did we remember the five words that will make business profitable? And those five words are on time and under budget. It's just amazing to me that people, business people, sometimes just ignore those five words, on time and under budget. Because we have the agreement, because we have the contract, because we have the business, we have to keep the business. We have to show people that we are going to be responsible, that we are going to be there on time, that whatever promises or commitment we made, those commitments have to be kept. We have to build the trust in the potential customer or client. We have to make sure that they understand that we are on their team, that we are going to deliver. We can't say we are going to have it for you on the 25th and the 25th comes and it's not ready. We can't say that we're going to deliver the product and it doesn't arrive. We have to make sure that whatever we say in our presentation, that we keep our word. And that's why it's important to have your salespeople make notes to put it into the contact manager, to have a separate sheet alongside of the contract or agreement so that we know what they said. What did they promise? So we have to be on time. Another important aspect to this is we have to be on budget. Why are we in business? We're in business to make a profit. Someone has a problem, we solve that problem, we make a profit. But if we have a fixed price, we're not time and materials, and we know that this is what we sold it for, how are we going to deliver it on time, and how are we going to think it through and have it under budget? And the way we do that is by planning. What did we promise? What do we need to do? Who's going to do the work? How is it going to get done? We follow up along the way, making sure that everyone is on track to get the project done, because if we go over on labor, that's a loss. And actually, it's a double-dip loss, because if you go over 10 hours on the project, that's 10 hours that the project cost you, and it's 10 hours that you couldn't use to work on another project. Our goal is to make a profit. How do we make a profit? We make a profit by finding clients or customers, by delivering those projects on time, under budget, by making the people that we're doing business with happy, and then going back and doing more business with them again. Because if we're doing more business with them again, it cuts down on our marketing time. We don't have to prove credibility. We don't have to prove trust. There's a comfortable working relationship, and it's so much easier. So if we're going to build our business, we have to have repeat business constantly. We can't just do one-time business, which is what I call retail business, because it's just one time and it's over. Remember, treat people in business like you would want to be treated. Also, that goes for your employees also, your coworkers. Treat them like you would want to be treated. Common sense, courtesy, and understanding the needs of people go a long way to helping you become more profitable and more successful. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.